take you to Thursday night's long-awaited announcement by the State Health Department on whether or not the state of New York will pay for the evacuation of any more Niagara Falls families living near the Love Canal.
Pregnant women living in the canal area extending from 97th to 103rd Street be removed from the area.
My name is Luella Kenny. 40 years ago, I lived here in Love Canal. I had a home with three young sons. And suddenly, one day, we're told there's chemicals there, and the chemicals were seeping into our backyards. During this time, my youngest son became ill, and he was the only one that was born here in Love Canal. And he became ill with an immune response disease. And within 6 months, he was dead.
My name is Dick Lucinski. My wife and I lived on Mason Court in the northern end of the Declaration area of the Love Canal back in the late 70s, early 80s. I was covering it for Channel 2 News for a number of years, starting back in, I believe it was 1976, before it all got crazy. Beyond a health crisis, it was a real study in human emotion and human psychology. What do you do with these people who had to go? And it wasn't a type of thing where it was a tornado or a hurricane. This was a slow motion disaster.
We have also brought to the governor our recommendation that children under 2 years of age be removed from the canal until such time as they are older than two, or until such time as extensive environmental data.
I wanted my family safe. And my husband, the cardiologist, when he found out where we were, he said, no way can he stay there. And so we did not stay there. He eventually passed away following a heart transplant in 2000. But, you know, at least we had some years together.
What was serious, let's put it that way, is the psychology of the whole thing. How it affected their minds. You know, like my wife or my neighbor or my child, God forbid, was afflicted with cancer. Did that cause it? Or did it not cause it? Or did it have nothing to do with it? There's always that lingering doubt. And it plays on your mind for the rest of your life. And then you feel, oh, geez, I bought this house here and now they're dead. Did I have something to do with it by buying that house in that neighborhood? People in auditoriums, whether town meetings, city meetings, you could see the panic in their faces, the screaming, the yelling.
Who are you? You're an a**! You're just a bit old man! You're not human, you're in the heart! You're the people with that dumbness to people! You can't ruin our lives like this! You're destroying us!
What am I going to do with my family? Where am I going to go?
I want to know if I can go home and live with my mother and find you again.
No.
I had to go to my grandmother's house. I want to know if I'll be able to grow up to be a normal man.
You want to buy my house? Nobody's going to buy it. How am I going to leave?
We decided that's all we're after. We decided that's all we want.
They called us hysterical housewives because they wouldn't tell us what was going on, what was happening. Well, yes, you will get hysterical if you know. I mean, I go in the backyard there and I could smell chemicals, I could see chemicals in the creek.
What are you gonna say to me if she can never have children, if she gets leukemia from these chemicals? What are you gonna say to me?
There was all that and it just built to a crescendo.
Contrary to reports elsewhere that about 130 families will soon be relocated, Channel 17 reports has learned the actual number.
What you put into the ground was supposed to stay in the ground, stay where it was, not bother you again. And that was the attitude toward it. You know, okay, it's buried, it's gone. Well, it kind of rose, it was like a horror show. Rose out of the ground and came back and attacked us. And now we know better. We hope.
My child,
ma'am,
where is the difference?